Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This story from Jade Cunningham, a talented reporter at Channel 4, got my attention because it concerns the use of deadly force as it relates to police officers and some criticism and questioning from the people in the neighborhood. But it was about dogs. So NOPD says about 7 a.m. they responded to a call reporting three German Shepherds chasing kids. After calling LASPCA, the officers tried moving the dogs to an empty lot when at one point they say two of the dogs charged. And this is over the radio, the scanner. They were in back of a house, right? And they were roaming around, so, and they were chasing some kids. So when they saw us, they started charging the three of us, so we shot them, said one officer over the scanner. Another officer said, are any of the dogs hit? And a neighbor said, we came out, saw the police, had it blocked off. One neighbor talked about the shots, pow, 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 pow. Both dogs were shot, one died. A neighbor saying they didn't look aggressive, they didn't look really that old, maybe 1 to 2 years old. Some neighbors are saying, I don't think police had to do that at all. They took the wrong route. You don't have to kill a dog. And it just seems to me, as much scrutiny as the police are under, and they get a call about big dogs chasing kids, this is not the officer's fault. This is the fault of the people that didn't contain their dogs. And on a larger scale, you know, I think with the intense scrutiny scrutiny that police officers are under, if they're going to start being questioned so heavily and doubted by the community when they have to shoot a couple of dogs that are chasing kids, I don't know what it's coming to. I honestly don't. Chuck Drago joins us right now, police practices expert, owner of Drago Professional Consultants. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm well. Good to talk to you again. You heard the story, you read it. Am I wrong in thinking that this is getting kind of out of hand now?
Well, you know, I think the cops need to be scrutinized whenever they use their firearms. So I don't have a problem with the scrutiny. But if the cops are right, they're right. And a police officer does have the right to use force to protect himself or others. And if that threat to him is one that may cause serious bodily injury or death, then he has a right to use lethal force to stop it.
But I guess
that's the question.
What bothers me more is the reaction of the neighbors, where you don't really know what's going on. They didn't look to be threatening. Some of the other things that I just read, at no point does a police officer receive the benefit of the doubt anymore.
Well, I mean, he should get the benefit of that, I think, in the beginning, but then there should be a complete and thorough investigation into the facts and whether or not that threat really was there and it was really necessary for the police officers to use their firearms. I think that's the only way to get the trust of the community, is to show that you do a thorough investigation every time those officers use their firearm. I think what you're saying, and I agree with you, is that instead of giving officers the benefit of the doubt today until the results of the investigation come out, we tend to think he did something wrong or she did something wrong right away, and that now the burden of proof is on that officer to show that he didn't do something wrong.
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm saying, Chuck. And then to gather it, to take it a step further, I don't know what that says about recruiting efforts for future officers, because it would seem as though less and less people would want to take on this job where, and I understand an animal is one thing, but you have a split second to decide what to do with a human being. And if you react wrong, you're going to jail, or react too slowly, you're going to the funeral home. And I don't know, for the life of me, who the hell would want to do that?
Yeah, it's getting tougher and tougher for police departments to find viable candidates to be police officers. People are really not interested in getting into that today with just, as you say, with the way things are going. I know many police departments in Florida, and I know it's across the country, are struggling trying to get police officers. And even today, where there many cities are hiring more officers because of the school violence, so they're putting more officers into the schools and so forth, they just cannot fill those positions. And we're in for a real problem in the next few years, as far as I'm concerned, in terms of a shortage of police officers.
In terms of training, when to use force, when not to use force, how are officers instructed, and what is it that people don't get about that split second where a decision needs to be made?
Well, officers are trained to understand that you can't react faster than somebody or a dog can act. So officers have to keep that in their mind. So that's why when an officer shoots a person who is pulling something black out of his pocket and the officer thinks it's a gun, he's trained to realize if that is a gun, once he points it at you and makes his mind up to fire, you cannot possibly react quicker than that. So an officer has to act quicker than that person acts. So that's why sometimes we wonder, why did he shoot him? Why didn't he wait to see if it was a gun or not? Because if he waits, and if it is a gun, then the police officer's dead. So officers are trained to understand they've got to make that split-second decision as soon as they possibly can.
And it's almost like a football thing where the offense knows where they're going and the defense doesn't, right?
That's a great analogy. That's absolutely it. If the defense knows what's going on, or either side knows what's going on before the others, it's going to take a lot longer for them to react to it.
Thank you, Chuck. Anything we're missing you wanted to add?
No, I think that's it. I think we just need to wait and let the police department do their investigation here and figure out what went on with these dogs before making any judgment.
Thank you, Chuck. I appreciate your time. Chuck Drago, police practices expert, owner of Drago Professional Consultants.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.